Hi guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of the Nick Egan Times. We have an awesome guest. We have Bianca Woolwick, who's a fellow podcaster who launched her own podcast, Please Don't Kick Me Out, food obsessed digital marketer, University of North Colorado, in 2010 with a double bachelor in arts in journalism and communications, and was once in a viral video with Demi Lovato, who was her driver. Welcome, Bianca, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It is nice to be here. I appreciate it.
Awesome. How's it all going over there?
Well, right before we hit record, you know, I was telling you that we're in my neck of the woods. You know, it's your day ahead of me. I'm in the United States. We just had the inauguration, so no more of that. We're happy about that here in America. So it's going well.
Exciting. All right, let's just jump straight into it. For the listeners, who is Bianca Woolwick?
I am a woman in my 30s. I am a military spouse. I am married to a lieutenant in the Navy. I live in San Diego, California. I think I might have just mentioned that. I'm a dog mom, and I love talking to people. I have the gift of gab. And so you mentioned that I was in a video with Demi Lovato. I just kind of have that personality where, like, casting directors or whatever, like, they usually pick me, like, most recently, I was on the Drew Barrymore show. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of a goofball.
And you worked as a assistant on production on the Gordon Ramsay show. How was that?
It was bizarre. I mean, I got the job through a Tinder match. My friend JC, who's still my friend to this day, and I was just in charge of, like, blocking his trailer, so making sure, like, no one in this tiny mountain town would, like, come and bug him. And he gave me a hug at one point. It was weird, but he was a really nice guy. I was in the back. I had to do dishes and stuff. You know, when you do PA work, you kind of have to do whatever they tell you to do. It was my first and only time doing it, but it was really interesting experience.
Interesting. All right, take us back. Tell me about your family first.
I am one of two. My sister is 4 years older than me. My parents are high school sweethearts. They've been married since the 70s. I think they're celebrating 45 years this year, I want to say. They're kind of, their whole goal was, you meet the person you're meant to be with, you move on, you start your own family, but don't have kids because, you know, we want them, you know, have them because you want them. My husband and I are dog people, and we're not, you know, going to have children. My husband and I met 4 years ago. We've been married for 4 years in October. We were married by an Elvis in Vegas, because that was my dream wedding. And my in-laws live about 2 hours north of me. I'm in San Diego, close to Mexico border. My husband's family is about 2 hours north, right outside Anaheim, in, like, near Disneyland. And so, yeah, I'm pretty close with them. And yeah, that's kind of my family life.
Tell me about the Elvis. I find that interesting because I've seen it on the movies and stuff. What's the actual process of it? What is it actually like in real life?
It's wild. Okay, so if you're military, which my husband, you know, he wore his whites, and they give you like a service. So we chose a drive-through wedding, because I'd seen it when I was like 15 on the Travel Channel, and I was like, that's wild, like, so funny, like, I want to do that. My parents always told me to elope, so I did. And so I had this idea of, like, the pink Cadillac, Elvis, you know, Elvis in the jumpsuit kind of thing. I didn't get Elvis in the jumpsuit. I got cocaine 70s Elvis, and his show pants were unclipped. He, like, rolls on up. He's late to the wedding, by the way. I don't think he knew he was performing. He rolls on up with, like, this little speaker, and he just, like, mumbles the whole time. We had vows. He, like, he ignored the vows. Like, he started singing the song Teddy Bear, which I didn't know those lyrics or know the song, and he kept, like, giving us the mic and being like, and he'd be like, it's Teddy Bear. It's like, say it, you know? And they make you get in the car, and the car's just been sitting out there, and it's Vegas, it's a desert, so it's dusty, and it was wild. I mean, it was, like, really bizarre, but we laughed the whole time. It was over and done in, like, 10 minutes. And my husband and I were just celebrating with friends and family on the anniversary of our first date, so we were already married. We'd gotten married, like, months before, so that I could, like, get on his page too and be part of his orders and stuff. So,
sure, that's interesting. And what did you do? You have a honeymoon or anything after? You go out to Vegas?
What was that like? I want to say maybe like that was February of 2018. My parents were like, hey, we have this money. Like, you need to go on this honeymoon. Like, you have to take a trip somewhere. My husband, he couldn't get it approved. We wanted to go to Iceland, but instead we went to Hawaii. And so we could, because, you know, international travel or domestic travel is no big deal, but going out of the country, my husband had clearance problems, right? So he was like, he couldn't get it approved based on the time and the work he was doing. So we went to Hawaii and we were there like right between tropical storms. So we were there for a week, I want to say like just over a week. And I say that it's probably my husband's ploy to pick Hawaii orders because he's been stationed there before. But yeah, we will move there in July of this year. But we went to Hawaii and it was awesome. It was a great trip.
Where else have you traveled in the States?
I've been to a lot of the states, I've been to both Disney parks. Most recently, the most recent place I traveled was, I finally went to New York City because I have the Peloton bike, which is pretty huge out here. And I was able to go ride in the studio pre-pandemic. That was September of 2019, which is like the last trip I took. We're 4 hours drive from Vegas and it's a 1 hour flight. So I've been to Vegas a lot and, I've traveled a lot. I've traveled to Europe and stuff, but I mean, travel kind of slowed down as I became an adult and then it became, you know, on my bill. So I want to travel more. And I'm excited to get to live in Hawaii for 3 years and do some inter island travel, which would be nice.
Yeah, that'll be good. You're a proud dog owner of a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Bourdain?
Yeah.
How's that?
He's named after Anthony Bourdain, which my husband and I just always thought would be a really great name for a dog, the name Bourdain. My husband wanted a corgi, and corgis don't have the qualities that he wanted. Corgis are great, but they're not as affectionate as the kind of dog he wanted. I had a rescue when we started dating. We had to put him down, unfortunately, last year. And Cavaliers have always been my dream dog. So I said, okay, well, you're deploying, so I get what dog I want. Like, and so Bourdain just happened to be. So he is 9 months old now. And when he's not cute, he's kind of a menace. But, I mean, that's puppies for you. So
awesome. All right, let's go back to your – well, actually, let's talk about your career. So talk to me about how you graduated from, obviously, Northern Colorado – in 2010 and how it's all transpired to where you are now.
Yeah, I went to that college. I picked that college specifically because it was a liberal arts college focused. Also, I didn't want to retake my ACTs. I don't standardize test well. Found out later in life it's because I've had undiagnosed ADHD. Thanks, mom and dad. So I had a harder time in school, but I was always super creative. I wanted to be a graphic artist, which is why I chose that school. I took one semester of it. I was like, this is horrible. I don't like it. I'm not that creative. But I really enjoyed, I was a radio DJ, cause the radio station was across the street from my dorm. So I was a radio DJ all through college and I graduated. I didn't like being home. So I would do summer school and I just kept stacking my credits. And so I graduated a semester early. I should have graduated in 2011, but I graduated in December of 2010. I just celebrated 10 years since graduating, which to me feels like a long time ago now that I think about it. But I specialized in communications. I saw that broadcast couldn't be really lucrative at the time. A lot of conglomerates and iHeartMedia in the United States were basically just zapping up these radio stations. And the career path was pretty bleak. I'd have to be in some small town in Colorado. And, you know, you don't make it to be like on a morning show. You have to like work your way up and work some really weird hours, some really weird jobs. So my sister was in advertising. I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I wanted to be in PR and I just fell into advertising, which then morphed into marketing and just kind of, I've taken odd jobs to fill the gaps, but I worked my way up and then most recently was a marketing director of a branch of a Fortune 500 company.
Wow. How was the experience working there?
I mean, it was good. It was good. I learned a lot. I was able to like use my skills. I mean, it's a bummer. Like marketing's the first to go. That's, you know, bummer, but I learned a lot. I really enjoyed it. I worked for a Fortune 500 company within the real estate aspect. So I was able to purchase a house because I got free title and escrow because I worked for a title insurance company. And yeah, I mean, I look back fondly on it. Like, I'm still in touch with my coworkers, and it was a really cool experience. But you know, after getting laid off, I was like, I think marketing will always be part of what I do in my career because you have to market yourself and whatever. But after I got laid off, I started my podcast because it was like my worst fear had happened. I got laid off, of course, because of the pandemic. But it led me to do something super creative, and like, I have to do a fair bit of my own boots on the ground marketing for it. So I just kind of was able to morph it into that.
Yeah, that's excellent. Great insight to that. And talk about your podcast. Don't kick me out. What's the context, and yeah, what's it about?
Yeah, so I was looking for this podcast in particular. I was looking for a podcast that explained this phenomenon, this feeling that I had in my career where I just like couldn't accept my accomplishments, like, and you know, imposter syndrome. It sounds very scary, but it's really just it's part of an anxiety. We as humans, we feel it. It's the fear of being found out to be a fraud. It's been around, or at least the term has been coined since the 70s. More recently, it's become a lot more popular because it's been a buzzword. But there was a podcast about it, but it was only for artists. And I was like, well, I know that more than just artists feel this way, because I feel this way in marketing. My friend feels this way as a nurse. My friend feels this way as, you know, an actor. Like, I know that there's a lot of stories. And so I just started, I begged my friends at first. I was like, please, like, will you be on my podcast? And now it's cool because it's grown and it's grown and it's grown. And like, the response of it has been really powerful because I've had people in their 50s being like, hey, like, I feel this feeling and now I have a name for it. And like, this has helped me. So the podcast explores the idea of imposter syndrome. It defines it in all these ways for my different guests, but then we talk about the idea of success and like where you're at in life, so it can kind of like help people relate and understand that it's totally okay to like not have it all figured out. Like, that's totally fine.
Yeah, excellent. Great, great insights. Tell me about obviously the next step in what you're doing in the future. So, what is this going to be your main focus, or
I mean,
you're going to be?
yeah, I say to people that I'll keep doing this as long as people want to interview. And as soon as they don't want to interview anymore, then we're done with it. But as far as what's next for my career and me, you know, my husband and I, you know, we're moving to Hawaii, so I don't know what the job market's going to look like for me on the island. And I don't really, I kind of have this hopeful place of privilege to be able to kind of figure out what I want to do next. I have a strong tie to the military. I really believe in helping out my community. That's really important to me. So, you know, there's jobs and opportunities for that on the island. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do next. But as far as podcasting goes, and people are still listening and people still want to interview, I'll keep doing it.
What inspires you?
I think that creativity and being authentic, like, those are the things that inspire me. And I think we're pushing for such a more authentic world, authentic society we live in. We're really pushing those, you know, norms. We're making sure that, you know, everyone has a seat at the table and inclusivity. So for me, like, change and hope and all of that inspires me to always just be a good person and just do my best.
Amazing. I'm not getting too political, but where do you see generally the United States position in the future? Obviously, as you mentioned, pre-record, you're mentioning that obviously the changes happen. Where do you see your country going into the future and
Well,
position?
Nick, I think we are right now, we're embarrassing. Like, I have to be honest. Like, I mean, we are for, and we have been for quite a long time, the laughing stock. I mean, we had a president that was just ultimately horrible. Now we have a new one in office. And it's not to say that the next person's going to be able to undo, you know, all of the wrongdoings, but we have hope for the first time as Americans in a long time. And so I hope that, you know, the next 4 years can repair a lot of that damage. But, you know, I always joke that America is like the Crocs sandal of like socks and sandals or like cargo shorts of the world. Like, we are embarrassing. And I thought that before, Trump took office. So hopefully, you know, we can work on, you know, not being as obnoxious. And like when I travel personally, like, I try not to be or look American because, you know, I try to like blend in as much as I can, like enjoy the culture, like learn things, because the biggest insult is being a stupid American.
Okay, fair enough. And you're a mad Denver Broncos fan. Talk to me about the NFL and your passion for that.
I like sports in terms of the snacks provided. I do love the Broncos. I've gone to 3 games in my lifetime. They're very expensive because the Broncos won the Super Bowl twice. But I used to live one train ride away. My husband is a Chargers fan, and so that's a rivalry. And so I've been to actually every Broncos game I've been to of the 3 was Broncos Chargers. But I'm from Denver. That's where I identify as being from. Like, I have it the Skyline tattooed on my bicep. But there's just something about Broncos fans that are different. And so moving to a city that has no sports team, because obviously, like, the LA Chargers, they're now in LA or whatever. They're not, like, they just tore down the stadium. So there's not really a sports team out here. People in San Diego are, like, super into Padres baseball. And I went to a game and I was like, this isn't my Rockies, because I'm from Denver. So it's like, I'm all about all the Denver teams. I'm a huge Nuggets fan as well. It was so cool to like live in the city and like be able to go to all of these games. It was a really cool experience.
Yeah, that's really cool. What other hobbies, interests, and passions do you have besides that?
I am super crafty. Like, I do different craft projects. I just got one of these Cricut machines, which is like basically, it cuts out like shapes and stuff, so you can use it to cut vinyl, and then you can make like all sorts of stuff with it. So that's like something I've been recently more interested in. Super huge into RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, when you say sports, I almost said like, well, my sport is RuPaul's Drag Race. But I, you know, I have a bunch of different other hobbies. Like, on Sundays, I play drag bingo every Sunday with a drag queen named Charlie Heights. And I have friends and we're like obsessed with doing that. But as far as like hobbies, I also have a Nintendo Switch. I play a lot of Animal Crossing and I'm really into music.
Amazing. Thank you for coming onto my podcast. I do appreciate it. I wish you all the best in the future, and I hope your podcast gets more subscribers and followers and you get a million down.
I hope so too. And you know, I would love to have you as a guest as well, Nick. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you. And to your audience, hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.